Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. And Rich Dreams Express is our podcast where we take questions and ideas and thoughts, and we share with you every week. So today we're going to talk about, here's a question from Clara. Hi, my name is Clara, and I read your book, I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams. And I've been working with several things regarding a job and money, and I know you also have to vibrate with that same need or wish that you have in order to get it. The point is the resistance that is in the unconscious that won't let you have what you want, even if you work on it. I think that's the hardest part, to remove all the beliefs and things that are in your unconscious that are not even in your thoughts or even karma. Help.
Yes, Clara, we're going to help. First of all, you've been reading way too much stuff. You're thinking too hard. This is not computer science.
Well, and this is very, very normal reaction. A lot of people, when they start doing this work, they want it to work. And they've done everything else, and nothing else is working. And they're trying this new thing, and they want to be systematic, and they want to cover all their bases, and they want to clear out all their resistance at once, and they want to get it all fresh, and all ready, and all done so that they can be finished. Well, that's not how flowers grow.
No. Yeah, that seed's got to get damp and then kind of rot a little bit and then break apart. And you get down to the bottom and it just explodes and a little plant comes up through it. I mean, you're developing a new life. If you're doing this system, you're going to have a whole lot of change hit you. It's not going to be what you're expecting. Well, think about this. If change hits you, okay, if you're in the middle of great change in your life, what looks familiar?
Nothing.
Because you're developing new neural pathways, as we love to talk about here. And you're also, you're just going down roads that have not, you didn't even know were there, let alone going down before.
If it was the exact same steps and the same as your life is right now, it wouldn't be change.
And everybody's different. You know, everybody in the world looks at this stuff differently. And
and you got
to act differently.
Here's the deal. You're unconscious. Okay. It's so powerful. It rules us. All of these sort of things. Yes, they can be true. But I'm going to tell you something. There's something that you can do to override these things.
Oh, no. You're not going to give away the big one.
You can do things to override what you think the resistance is in your unconscious.
You know, you're giving away a big secret here. This is amazing.
And that is to combine the power of joy, which elevates you beyond your karma.
She's doing it.
And the power of detachment, which, as we all know, is integral to this process and not the easiest thing to do. You put those together and you know what that equals? Having fun. Play. Imagination.
Fun is some easiest way to make everything on your list start coming into your life right now, immediately.
And this doesn't have to be expensive fun. This doesn't have to be over-the-top fun. It can be reading a book you like. But let me tell you, if you're reading a book you like and you laugh during the book and you close the book and you look down and start thinking about how crappy things are in your life, you didn't have fun. You didn't utilize that power. You didn't empower your fun, and it is not going to work for you. You got to let the fun infiltrate your world.
Listen, anytime you find an escape, whether it's a TV show, a book.
A walk.
Going for a movie, walking.
Playing with kids, playing with a dog. And that'll get you out of your head quicker than anything.
Every day, my dog is insistent we go out and play. He just drives me crazy at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He starts at 3 now. He says, all right. Now change the time again. We got to start going out earlier. he loves chasing a stick and rubber stick. He used to chase ball, but hurts like. And so he's going really, really. He loves it. He just goes crazy. I love it. I love watching him run. I love watching him get better. I love how he grabs the stick in the air sometimes.
Because enthusiasm, excitement, and happiness and joy are contagious. So as you are having fun, you are sending out these waves of joy and happiness and excitement and exhilaration. And you know what you're asking for back? More of that. And more of that oftentimes looks like the things on your list. Because you wouldn't ask for those things if you didn't think those are the things that could help you be happier.
Now, you're in luck. We're posting this at a strange time here on Halloween weekend. So this is kind of spooky when you think about it. Us doing something weird. Oh, that's spooky. That's not. That's kind of normal. But here's the deal. You have the best opportunity. There are parties all weekend long. Halloween parties where people go out, maybe potluck. They don't do anything. Bring a bag of chips and some dip or some soda or something. Oh, my gosh, you can get together with your friends. You can enjoy having the kids come to your door and give them candy bars. But dress up. Find somebody to be. Find yourself. I mean, every year I'm the same thing. It's kind of boring, most people, but I love it.
Nobody thinks it's boring.
Because it's who I am. It's a leprechaun. I love being a leprechaun. It's who I am. And that's who I am. And I see myself as a celebrity leprechaun, of course.
Celebrechaun?
Celebrechaun. Oh, Attack of the Celebrechaun. A new movie title. And
but, you know, you can have fun. And you can use any time as an opportunity to connect with others and to bring more joy into your life. And I love Halloween. I love dressing up and playing and using my imagination. And I think it's important because of a whole other 10 minutes worth. But imagery is so powerful.
Oh, yes.
Creating play and fun and imaginative things only helps you stretch your mind and exercise those muscles that allow in more of what you can't see in the real world. That's so important for this system. So important. You've got to get those muscles of your mind limber. You've got to be able to stretch and to see the things you want in your life in your mind. You've got to be able to imaginatively experience what you want in your life if you're not seeing it on a day-to-day basis, because your brain doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know the difference between you pretending in your mind something strongly and having a strong sense memory about it or reliving it in real life. It doesn't know the difference. So if you don't like the pictures you're seeing in your life, you got to change the pictures in your mind. It's important. And part of the way you can do that is by going out and doing things enjoyable to you, is start practicing the neural pathways of fun, of happiness, of joy, of release, and allowing all the stuff that isn't totally working yet to work itself out. It helps you detach from that so that you're not trying to be in control of everything.
You know, you don't have to limit this to the Halloween all year long. You can do things, dress yourself up, be a little different, go out on a limb. When I came to California the first time, back in 1988, we came from New Mexico, which is a very poor state and really a tough environment.
Well, it's dirty, too, because it's all desert and dry.
Dirt blows constantly. We lived
it's gorgeous. The sunsets are amazing, and there's places that are beautiful. But
yeah, but it's dirty and ugly.
And
the sunsets are amazing. Sunrises are kind of nice, too. But I came out here, and one of the first things I did, went to a swap meet and bought a giant bracelet, big chain bracelet that would look like gold. It was not gold, but it looked like gold. And, oh, man, I couldn't wait. Put that on, I felt good about myself. I was in California. I was going to make it rich. And pretty soon the gold tarnished it through the damn chain away. But you got to have, you got to give yourself enthusiasm.
Well, and images, you know, are
images,
powerful.
Images, powerful, constantly.
I used to have a, I just remember this right now. I used to have a fake ring that I would wear that I just thought was so pretty. I saw it at just a costume jewelry ring. And it was this like big pink stone. I thought it was so pretty. I wore it all the time. And then I stopped wearing it. And a few years later, my husband gave me a big pink sapphire that I only right this minute can see the correlation that I'd already asked for that ring.
Wow.
You know, images are powerful. Use them to your advantage. Go out and have some fun. Make some images of fun and joy in your life. And, you know, change the energy around you. Have an awesome weekend.
Good luck and great adventures.
Happy Halloween.